Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location, alternate route. It's Saturday, as I do believe I said, happy Saturday, to designate the day that we're doing this on. It's Saturday at 6 p.m. Today was understood to be a lazy Saturday, where I was laid in the bed and took my time about the day, tried not to put a rush on it, tried not to get up, get my steps, and not try to have an agenda. And I was successful. Between the blackout curtains and the rain, I was easily successful in attaining a lazy day. I laid in the bed till like 10 something. I think it was 10:30 or something, but I did wake up in the middle of the night and couldn't go back to sleep. So I just laid there in the quiet, looking at my videos, looking at, you know, my data, legacy data, just, you know, scrolling Facebook and just enjoying the quiet and the rain. Had the window open a little bit, so it was just nice. I think I did that for a couple hours. Didn't wake up till 10. And then when I finally did get out of bed, I had to drag myself out of bed because I wanted to go to Cha-Cha's Tacos. Cha-Cha's Mexican food place out here. My absolute favorite at this point in time in life. And they're closed on Sunday. And they're basically closed when I work. I think they close before I get off work, so. And plus, I'm not going to eat during the week. I'm going to try to refrain from that. So I got up, and it was kind of cool. Just throw on some clothes. Same clothes I'm wearing now. Same clothes I wear every day. But I washed them this time. So when I come out here to this undisclosed location, I wash them. So they're freshly washed, even though I wore them a couple days, and they may not be fresh, but they're freshly washed. Anyway, I got up, got out of bed, got moving, and went to Cha-Cha's in the rain. It was nice, you know, in the car. Car was in the garage, so I just had to go from the dwelling to the garage. I was able to get in the car, you know, sit in it, be isolated from the rain, and just, you know, it was nice. I love my vehicle. I still love my vehicle very much. And I still love and enjoy my vehicle very much. And so it was nice just to go in the rain, take my time, knowing I'm going to Cha-Cha's, you know, get to Cha-Cha's. They have an overhang, so it was, even though it was cold out and it was raining, I was able to be out in the elements while I waited on the order and not get wet. So that was kind of a nice experience, you know, to wake up and have waiting on my food. Got my food, you know, came back home, ate. I got a burrito, wet, and two soft tacos, came to $22. Tremendously good. The tacos weren't so good. That burrito was, their green sauce and this carne asada, the way they char it up, and rice and cilantro and whatever, all that stuff, whatever. Oh my God. But that green sauce they make, oh. And the cheese, of course. They were out of guacamole because instead of tacos, I would have gotten chips and guacamole, but they were out of guac because it was Saturday, I guess, you know, they didn't make any. So I ate that, watch the TV, started watching Beacon 23 again. Cersei is in it. I'm watching this DEI, obviously DEI influence movie series. It's pretty good, even though I'm irritated that is mostly black people in it, and the white male that's in it is the villain. Because the first thing you see is a black male, and then Circe comes in, white female, and then the only, well, I guess one white male that was in, he was already dead, so they just had past depictions of him. And then the next white female come in, the next white male come in is the villain, and the next character, who may or may not be redeemable, was a white female who had what is obviously a mixed child. I'm not making this stuff up. And of course you had your dyke lesbian in there, who I could have sworn was a man or a boy until they called her. Well, but one good thing, she got killed. Not good thing that she got killed, but it's a good that they allowed that character to die. That was something that, you know, I'm not going to say it's usually unexpected, but, you know, the character was allowed to die or be killed. Of course, the white male villain got killed. And at the end of that first episode or second episode, I forget which one I ended up, it's kind of setting it up for the rest of the series, which y'all shall not spoil. Y'all need to clean this? Let me hit pause and clean it. See how fast I can do that. And Circe, I don't care what you say, she's 50 years old. She looked good. I always liked Circe anyway. I like Circe in Game of Thrones. I do. I liked her anyway. You know, she's attractive in a certain kind of way. But I liked her character anyway, to be honest with you. In Game of Thrones. Her and... I even like Jaime. Well, I like... Let's face it, I liked everything in Game of Thrones. I don't think there was a character in Game of Thrones that I didn't like. Even Joffrey. I didn't like him so much I had to like him. That's just... the sister. Santa, what's the sister that married Joffrey? Her was beautifully disliked too. She got on my nerves. I think it started with an S, Sancha. What's her name? I forgot their names. Not the, you know, Audra. I forgot their names, but the middle sister with the red hair that married Joffrey, she got on my nerves. But she got on my nerves, and I didn't like her, but I appreciated the character and the fact that they wrote her like that for me not to like her. But yeah, Circe in there, and then Circe comes on, and they have these artificial intelligent assistants, and of course Circe's assistant is a black female. So during like first beginning of the series, the first whole episode, it was mostly black people in it. You may say, what's wrong with that? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. But since I'm speaking subjectively and what I like or don't like, to put it in short form, there's something wrong with diversity being shoved down my throat like that, an overcompensation. That's why I loved American Fiction. I loved American Fiction. I had no idea what it was going to be about. I had no idea what the subject matter was going to be, but they fucking nailed it. Because that's exactly the stuff I've been talking about and preaching about for a very long time. They nailed it. And it was like best picture ever. Best picture of the year or something, I do believe. I'm not sure. I figure which one actually won best picture. But it was good. It was good. It was subtle. Characters were good. It was a lot of black people in it, but they didn't come off as black. And I like that. You know, his family had a beach house and a maid, and this stereotypical maid, you know, black, overweight, overly loving, you know, very loyal to the family, to the mother. It had a good storyline. It was not too much tragedy in it, but it was definitely ups and downs. It was good. It was really good, American Fiction. But it talks about that. So I'm watching Beacon 23, and it was pretty good. I ate, then I went downstairs, and after I ate that, got a piece of cake my mother had in there. I'm gonna have to replace it, if she remembers it's in there. I ate that and some, a couple of these tiny little wafer cookies. Sugar cookies, whatever you're gonna call them, wafer things, wafer thins. So I watch that, then I roll over, go to sleep, listen to Sean Carroll's podcast about singularity and our use of technology in our lives and the such. Fell asleep, you know, got a nice little sleep. Comfortable, wake up, get on the scale. But before I did all this, when I first got up, you know, I always weigh myself. When I first get up, weigh myself, 218.6. I was happy with that number. Considering Friday night, I had some shenanigans. There was definitely shenanigans Friday night. I bought a bag of Craven, which is Stater Brothers brand. Doritos, nacho chips, they were okay. They didn't have that Doritos bite, but you know, they were okay. And I had my salad, which of course is cheese and lettuce, mostly cheese and dressing. And I don't even think I put any meat or anything else in it. It was just lettuce and cheese and dressing. It had a kind of a rather moderate, immediate, or decent size serving of that, bowl of that. And then I went to the store. When I got those Craven Stater Brothers nacho cheese chips, I also got a roasted chicken. It was the last one in there, and it was terrible. I guess I know now why it was the last one in there. Not that anybody opened it and could tell it was going to be terrible, but it was dry, didn't have that juiciness in it, not even in the dark meat part. But I ate it, I ate some chips. So I kind of went in and, oh, of course I got a piece of cake. Stater Brothers had these little square pieces of cake, maybe 2 inches by 2 inches size cakes. I like it because it's single serving. And the price, even though for that price I could have got like 2 boxes of brownies, or I could have got like 100,000 in my cheap duplex creams. I don't mind paying the price because it's a single serving. And I can't, you know, even though I could pay $2.99 and get a big thing of cookies, you know, I'll pay that extra money and just not to have the temptation around me. So I got a piece of cake. And, so last night there was some shenanigans. But I woke up this morning, got on a scale, and it said 218.6. Even though it was 10, like 3 hours past my new normal weigh-in time and 1 hour past my old weigh-in time. My old weigh-in time was 9:20, 9:30. Now I'm doing the 7:30 thing and sometimes 8:30. But 10, I very rarely sleep till like 10:30 or something. So, and it was 218.6 and I was happy. I was very happy. Then, you know, I went and ate and did all the stuff I just talked about, watched Beacon and such. And let me see, the reason I'm watching Beacon is because I got MGM Plus 7-day trial and it's going to expire in 7 days. So I said, let me go ahead and watch something on MGM while I got it. Because I got Max, and I got Max for like a 6-month thing or something. At $2.99 a month. So that one's gonna last. It was something I was watching on Max that kept my attention. I forget what it was. But I watched the MGM one. Because I like the space stuff and this and that. And they got some pretty good graphics, or what's it called? Animation. Not animation, but space shots, space, you know, CGI. I don't know what to call it. But so it's pretty good. Plus, I like looking at Circe. Let's just face it. I like looking at Circe. The black guy, not so much. But actually, he is growing on me, though. Because he's not the stereotypical black person. Like the one that's like depicted in American fiction. You know, that kind of push towards what a black person should be, or what a black person isn't, what a black person could be, and all of that. So that was cool. And it's a... What was that about? People be blowing their horns. It's not like in New York when they blow their horns. You can tell in New York they blow their horns, they're talking. Hey, I'm over here, look. Hey. You know, they actually communicate. That was just a flat out. I don't know what that was about. No, you can't see this because of the sun. Kind of a nice little mural thing there. But the sun is backwards, so can't see it. Me and granddaughter walked down here. I told her how to push the button. So I push the button. Because one time we push it and it would go walk, walk, walk. And wait. You know, of course, she loved that. That wait. You know, wait every time you hit it. She loved that. So that's how she learned how to push it. And now I walk over there and say, push the button. She'll see if we get out here. Get out here and do our thing. Yeah. So, that's that. And then after I ate and did this and did that, I weigh myself after I eat, before I take the nap. 222.0. I'm like, how in the hell did I gain 3 pounds from that meal? I'm like, how in the hell did I gain 3 pounds from that meal? How's that possible? How's it possible for me to gain 3 pounds off of that meal? I mean, I did have a piece of cake. I had another piece of cake, too. Did I say that already? With some wafer cookies, I had another piece of cake. That burrito was a big burrito. I got pictures of it. Wonder, I bet you I could pause it, put an overlay on it, start it up again, and then have it. I'm going to try that off recording. I'm going to pause it. See if I can put an overlay on it. Let it play. And then come back to it. I guess I could do it now. I just have to splice it. Edit it when I get back. I'm going to do it another time. When I don't have to worry about it. Anyway, okay, the 222. 2 freaking 22.0. And it saddened me. It taught me a lesson, yet it saddened me. But I was happy, and I can honestly say this, I was happy to have the experience. I was happy to know that if I do this, this is going to happen. I was able to actually see it firsthand. If you do this, if you eat like that, this is what Mr. Skill is going to tell you. Now, 222.0, I'm out here walking. When I get back, it'll also be another good experience indication of what Mr. Skill is going to say when I get back. as opposed to me walking, you know, maybe 5,000 steps, 10,000 steps in the morning on an empty stomach like I usually do. How's it gonna handle after I ate that food in my stomach? You know, will I lose I usually can lose like 2.8 pounds on a good sweaty day. Here's Deal Busters. That's where I got my drone that I still haven't used. And I got that LED light. And as you can see, on Fridays, things are $10. Saturday, they're $8. If you go in there, Deal Burners. If you go in there, I walk by, take a quick look. See, they got dishwashers there and stuff. See, and that's what all the boxes and stuff. See, everything on those tables is that price that this is there. So it's kind of fun to go in there and do some serious shopping. Well, maybe not like thrifting, but because it's not thrift stuff. It's, you know, look like Amazon packages that got misrouted or lost or fell off a truck or whatever you want to call it. But it's fun to go in there and do that. So to have that experience at 222.0, and I'm walking today, I expect that maybe after 10,000 steps, if I lose 1.2, 221, if I get to 220.8 or something, I'd be happy. To be honest with you, because I'm not sweating that much, even though I do have on a t-shirt, a long sleeve t-shirt. T-shirt, a long sleeve t-shirt, my sauna jacket, and then a heavier type sweat jacket on top of all that. I'm definitely sweating on the inside. I am definitely sweating on the inside. So we'll see. Get home, take a shower, get home. Hang these clothes up, because I get home, they're going to be soaking wet, usually. Got to hang them up in the closet, let them dry. Put them back on tomorrow. Get back out there tomorrow, see? It was raining, so I really couldn't get out there. You know? It was raining, so I really couldn't get out here like I wanted to. And plus, I didn't want to get out there. So it was really nice. Slid the rain, laying in the big bed. Mother got a queen bed. Nice mattress. Just comfortable, you know? Just comfortable. My house is functional. They built their house to be comfortable. My mother and them house comfortable. We were talking about how everybody came through that house. A lot of people stayed at that house, lived at that house. And that's the way my mother always talked about having it. Like my mother's grandmother, my great-grandmother, everybody went through that house. And so that's what she always wanted. And I guess she got it to a certain extent. Because we all, you know, came through there at one time or another. Not all, but you know what I mean. Both my kids lived there for a while. Cousins, whatnot. So, you know, that was good. What was I talking about? I forgot what I was talking about. Well, I started talking about my mother. Oh, the mother's house being comfortable in the blackout. I never knew that was a blackout shade until you go to my apartment. Liberty City. You go to my apartment. You close the blinds as tight as you can. You can still read, even at night. All the lights out. Everything. I probably can still read. I can probably still read the book. That's how much light is coming in from the building next door and whatnot. Now, I'm thinking nobody can see in. You know, you can't see in because of the way the blinds are. But they let light in. And it's like, I was thinking about getting, because I got the blackout curtain. I got the curtains. I definitely got a curtain, you know, But I didn't want to put them up. I think one time I put a blanket up there. But I definitely got curtains. I can put them up there and have a dark as Dante's bat cave in there. Dante's dark. I want to go dark as Dante's dungeon. Dante being the devil. Dark as the devil's dungeon in there. But I guess with all the fire and the gnashing of teeth. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. I forgot Easter was tomorrow. My mother was talking about me kind of do a Easter dinner. I think I might get that ham out, throw that ham out and do something. Have some kind of ham and something. Because she, you know, it's Easter tomorrow. And she wanted, I think, you know, again, talk about how, you know, she has a house set up to be accommodating and comfortable and all that. The host, you know, the idea of hosting, I guess, to her, to not have a traditional Easter dinner or something, or something that, you know, just to signify or to designate that it's Easter. You know, I should be more, not sympathetic or empathetic or more sensitive to that's the idea, not necessarily the calories that I don't want to have. Because she asked me, did I want Golden Corral today? Or for tomorrow, get a Golden Corral dinner for Easter. I was like, no, I don't. I got up 3 pounds heavier than when I laid down this morning. I'm thinking the opposite. But I may do that tomorrow, get the ham out and do something with it. Because I definitely do want some ham. I definitely do want something with ham. Maybe ham and I don't know. I'll go back in. And I guess the whole process of what I'm talking about, the whole idea, the whole thing is to actually prepare a meal with her or to participate in that activity. You know, regardless of my feelings about the necessity or the practicalness of said such act, it's to actually go through it with her. And I get that. Sometimes I'm not as open and sensitive as I should be, but I get it. And I might do that. Like, I'm getting almost excited about it. Last time, she had me, almost made me. I think I mentioned something about cabbage. She started doing all her researching on the YouTube videos. Oh my God. It became a thing by the time I came. You gotta watch what you mention around her. You gotta watch what you mention. I know a few people like that. You gotta watch what you ask for and mention. Because they'll get it. They'll get the idea. Jump on it with 2 feet. Throw a bunch of resources in it. Come back to you and say, hey, look. And you're like, what is this? Well, 2 weeks ago, you said, you mentioned cabbage. So I put all these man hours and work in developing this for you. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't ask for this. I did not ask for this. So now I'm on the hook for celebrating what you did when I didn't even want it. You wanted it more than I did. And that goes back to why I don't have friends. That goes back to why I don't have friends. Right down to the fact, to the point of it's your birthday, you got a friend and it's your birthday, they feel like they got to do something for you. And they want to do something for you. I wonder if it's been raining. How much water in the rush? I think I hear something. Yeah, it's a little bit of movement. We got a little bit down there. In the wash, or the, whatever you call it. Laurie and them call it a wash in the back of their yard. So we got a little bit of movement down there. There's definitely something coming off the mountains. You can see that. I keep forgetting I'm zooming, but this is a 720 by 480. So the resolution is like really low. Oh, there's the mountains over there. Can you see that? I don't know what kind of picture I can get there. Like I said, this is a low resolution. I don't know if you can see that. That's the mountain. You can see all the snow on it. It's kind of nice though. The sudden it's hitting it. See, what I would do is I would get out of this app and take a picture with my regular phone. And take a picture of my regular phone camera with higher, much higher resolution. And it'd come out much more clarity. So I think that's something to do. What would you eat with ham though? What do I want to eat with ham? I want something green. Something like greens. And maybe cornbread. Nothing too floury or doughy. Nothing like dressing, definitely not dressing. Not like dressing, maybe cornbread. Ham, cornbread, and maybe some green. Oh, there's broccoli in there. My daughter showed me how she'd take broccoli, put it in the microwave for 5 minutes. And then she take it, put it in a bowl with some butter, and shake it up, butter and salt. It was good. It was the right texture, the right softness and texture. Of course, you know, butter and salt, how can you go wrong? Let's just be honest. Butter and salt. So I can have broccoli, some cornbread, Jiffy. I think my mother got boxes of Jiffy in there already. And ham. That'd be good enough for me. And she'll think of something. One thing I say about my mother, I'm not used to agreeing with my mother. I think me and her both were on trend. I told her yesterday, she was asking me to do this and do that for her. I said, I'm not, that's not me. I'm not a nurse. You are. You know, don't expect me to do certain things. I'm not here to help. I'm here to assist. We pay somebody to help. We'll get somebody to help. That's not me. You know, there's certain things that I'm not going to do. That's what a nurse is for, your assistant is for. And if your nursing assistant is there, they should be helping you do that. I ain't trying to touch you. Now, that's your mother. I don't care. I'm not a toucher. I don't be like touching people. That's not who I am. That's not the way I'm cut. And I tell her, I said, I am what y'all made me. Y'all didn't raise me to be a compassionate person. I was raised to execute. What's the problem? How do we fix it? You know, all that woo-woo-woo stuff. Her favorite line was, if you wanted to do it, it'd be done. So that's the school of thought I come from. So now that I have to turn that around, I may underappreciate what she's going through in her older years. And because of cystic fibrosis or something like that she got, she had radiation and she's definitely injured. It's not a disease at this point. It's injured from the thing or something, nerve damage or something like that. You know, so she has limited capacity. And that and this. And I'll be like, I'm not trying to generate those kind of feelings for you or anybody. But that's your mother. Too late. I'm 60 years old. 62 in 2 months. Damn. April, May. In about 2 months, shit. I'll be 62 in 2 months. You know, so, nope. And me and her argue. She be screaming, at me, not screaming at me, but screaming because of me. She's like, roll me over, I'll roll you over. No, oh, that hurts. Oh yes, hurt, it always hurts. In fact, I think you need more hurt. That's why I don't mind, not quite roughing her up, but not, you know, being tough. All right, what do you want? All right, come on, let's do it. Don't do it this way. And I grab her. She goes, whoa! And I shouldn't laugh because that's my mother. But I grab her. She said, can you move me here? Oh, yeah. Boom. Whoa! And then when it's all over, you know, oh, it hurts. I said, it always hurts. And I keep going. And I can honestly say that after we go through our little this and that. She keep asking me to come do stuff. I keep doing it my way. All right, lady, you know what you're asking me to do. Here I come. She said, Jeffrey, can you? I'm like, nope, you didn't raise me to be that person. Yeah, I don't remember you giving me that kind of compassion. It was get it done, Mr. Mitchell. It was like, suck it up, buddy. Yeah, but I will say this, though. And I think my daughter said it, too, that you can see a different kind of compassion or understanding that her mother has with granddaughter than she had with her. And that's obvious, because we were younger. You know, it was a different time. Plus, this era is a whole different era of understanding and, you know, way you should treat kids and talk to kids and all that blah, 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 blah. So, you have that. And then, it was one time where I'm standing there and my niece was there. The child, she's talking to the child. Like, oh, you have so much on you. Oh, you got this, oh, you got that. I'm like, who is this lady? This lady used to stalk up, sit around, tell us about how she worked overnight, came home, cooked, took care of us, did all this, did all that. And you giving this child a break? We didn't get that break. That was that one time when Kimberly was saying, yeah, yeah, mom be all soft on granddaughter and sees things totally different now. And I was like, oh. But then I saw it and I was like, yeah, you right. You right. Because I saw it. All right, I think this is 5,000. I'm not sure. I think this is 5,000. I think I walked the water a minute and I'm good. Hold on, let me pause and see. Oh, no, I was doing all that talking. I wasn't recording. When did it stop recording? Oh. When did it stop recording? Now I'm recording. I got to start over. All right, swing on y'all 2 times. I said it already, but it wasn't recording. When did I stop recording? Huh? I'll say it again. So on y'all 2 times. For me, for the bump. For me, for the bump. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or any atom that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.